It is a pleasure to welcome to The Drive on this Tuesday afternoon one of the great angels of all time, always will be, and he's with us here for a few minutes on this Tuesday. Darren Erstad is with us live right now on the radio. Darren, how are you, my man?
Can't complain. I'm doing pretty well.
Hey, it's good to speak with you again. It's been a long, for me personally, it's been a long time, but good to have you on. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Now, you're in town to speak at the Cannery tonight for one of their charity hot stove dinner events, and I got to tell you, we did our show from a couple of them. It's really, really a nice event. It's for a great cause, and it's awesome that you're willing to give your time to do that.
Well, the Cannery has been awesome for my wife's women's golf tournament that she's been doing out here in Orange County for the past, probably 7-8 years now.
Nice.
He's been a huge help, and the whole restaurant has, so it's the least we can do is go over there and talk a little shop.
Oh, that's great. And I was going to say, do you still have a place here in SoCal? Do you guys live out here part of the time?
We do. Pretty much well since I've been playing. You know, in the winter since I left the Angels, to come back, and Adam Kennedy, myself, John Lackey, a couple other guys, we work out over at UC Irvine for 2.5 months before spring training. So yeah, we come back same time every year, and just good time to get caught up with everybody, and this is fun.
Right on. Has that resumed? Are you guys back at it yet?
We just got back out here, with the holidays and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll get back into all that here pretty quick. So I think as we've gotten older, we kind of tend to start a little bit later as far as the hitting goes. And the kids get a little bit older, and for some reason there just doesn't seem to be as much time in the day to get all that done.
How many kids do you have now, Darren?
I have two. I have a 3-year-old girl and a 2-year-old boy, and number 3 is on the way in March. So we're putting up everything but the picket fence so far.
Well, congratulations, man. That's outstanding.
Thank you.
Well, back to baseball. As you know, needless to say, buddy, Mark McGwire, Big Mac, has been the big topic of conversation today and yesterday after his admission of taking PEDs. I would imagine you heard or saw some of McGwire's clips, and if you did, what was your reaction when you saw it?
My reaction was I knew I was going to talk on the radio and be at the Cannery, and I wish you would have waited till tomorrow to say anything. Reaction, because I knew I'd have to talk about it. here's my initial reaction is, you know what, that's great for the game. It's all coming out. I mean, it's just taking forever for everybody to come out and get it off their chest and whatever. But, you know, I can tell you firsthand, the testing they're doing now is pretty darn strong, and nobody's getting away with nothing. So it's in place. They're doing a great job. It's gotten stricter over the last few years. I mean, those people are following around the clubhouse. It's pretty uncomfortable, actually, the way that they walk around with you. But hey, they're doing their job, and slowly but surely, the great game of baseball is going to be clean. I'm sure this is something we're going to chase in the game forever. I mean, there's always going to be somebody trying to beat the system, but baseball is doing a great job of trying to keep up with that.
Darren, thank you for sharing that, and that's good to hear. And you really do you feel good about it, though. You feel like they're doing the right things now.
Absolutely. I remember the first few years, I'm kind of a routine-oriented guy. I take, pretty serious. And I was bothered by the fact that those guys were in there and they're in the way and they're telling you that, it's time to go to the bathroom and, you have 15 minutes to check in. I'm like, why am I going to go work out, or I'm going to go eat, or I'm going to stick on my pattern? And I just, over the years, I started understanding, and I'm like, this is a good thing. This is stopping people from doing things that hurt this great game we love. I kind of looked at it. I think it happened, too, when I started having kids and they got older. I got a lot more patience somehow. I don't know. I think they call it growing up. I don't know what the heck happened.
Well, you need it.
They're doing their great job.
Yeah, you need it. You have to with the kids. You have to. Well, just one final thing. And I respect that, Darren, and I kind of had a feeling this wouldn't be the topic that you'd want to get into and have fun with, and I mean that seriously. But the only thing that kind of stands out to me, McGwire has taken a lot of heat for saying that steroids didn't help him hit home runs. And, on one hand, hey, that's true. I get that. I mean, he hit home runs going back to Little League. I guess the thing that stands out to me is it did allow him to stay healthy, allowed him to feel great all year long over the course of a 162-game season, which you know about because you play it, and that led to more home runs. And then I think of somebody like you that was really the epitome of hard work and work ethic, and it just doesn't just doesn't seem right to me, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you know, and look, I am not here to judge anybody. I have enough problems of my own to deal with and try and meet all the standards I set for myself. You know, at the end of the day, I guess the way I've always looked at life, and this is my own personal opinion of my own life, is if I can look at myself in the mirror at the end of the night, end of the day, and I can honestly look myself in the face and know I did everything to be a good person, I'm good with that. And I can't relate to any other way. So to judge somebody who you know, uses a drug or you know, tries to do something to beat the system, I couldn't even be in their shoes because I don't know what they're feeling. I don't know what they're thinking. It would be just here. You know, I would be just, you know, kind of randomly throwing thoughts out there because my mind would never work that way, and I just don't really know how to comment on it because I just know how I feel. And you know, if somebody benefited more than I did because of something they did, you know, I'm fine with that because I know in my heart that I gave everything I had. And if I cut my career short by a couple of years because I didn't have something helping me recover, well, then that's just the way, that was my path that was chosen for me, and I'm good with it.
So you're not, no anger, no bitterness, no, nothing like that?
No, you know, the things I'm angry at are myself. I mean, okay. I will always be angry that I, you know, I didn't feel like I lived up to my own expectations, you know, for myself, and you know, I'm not here to compare myself to anybody else, and I just, you know, as I get older, I'm starting to realize that you know, that drive that you have, nothing's ever going to be satisfied. But, you know, I just cannot, it's a hard question to answer because I can't even possibly think what they're thinking or going through because I've just never done that.